was lovely.
It's the Two Johnnies Podcast. The Two Johnnies Podcast. Two Johnnies recording a podcast.
Hello, hello, hello.
You're welcome once again to the Two Johnnies Podcast, bringing you all the mayhem and news from the world of the Two Johnnies.
I'm Johnny B.
And I'm Johnny Smacks. Podcast number 9, lads, coming at you loud and proud from the Two Johnnies HQ here in County Tipperary. On this week's podcast, we are asking if hurling and football were to turn professional, what that might look like. We explain why we love chicken goujon so much.
Throw them out there, kid.
Outlining in specific detail stuff we wish we hadn't posted to social media.
Yeah, social media. Mara's going to be here with their mystery topic, throwing us under the bus again. And everyone's favourite hurling fundamentalist, leather jacket wearing, tractor driving, bag smoking lunatic, Noel Furlong will be here with some insights into the weekly news.
And we round off the podcast, as always, with our yurts and dirts of the weeks. Before commencing with proceedings, Johnny B, any matters arising from last week's podcast?
Yeah, I had a young boy, a man I suppose, he's a young man, walking around Aldi. He's a boy in a man's body.
Benjamin Button writing in there during the week.
He said he was walking around Aldi listening to Noel's news and laughing his head off. And people are starting to think he's crazy. He reckons we need some sort of a t-shirt saying, I'm listening to Noel's news. I'm not senile.
Gemma was in touch. She said, I love listening to the podcast, whether it be in the car or gym, and even the mother enjoys it too. Especially because she can't get over the fact that Johnny Smacks used to serve her in Super Value.
Throw out the chops, Johnny. Throw out, kid.
Throw the chops out, kid. A few lamb chops.
And we had a nurse get in touch saying, lads, fair play to you about giving blood, but whatever about blood. Now, Mark, how do I pronounce this word properly?
Platelets.
There you go. Donate platelets. not the steel yolks that hold down the goalposts down the fair park, but these are very much needed as well. And if you do donate him, you get scones and sandwiches afterwards. You get taste going.
A nurse. We've a lot of nurses getting in touch.
Aye, aye.
What's the difference between a nurse and a helicopter, Johnny?
Don't finish that. John on Twitter says he's in tears laughing at the podcast about flatmates. And he says Maura has a dirty little laugh on her.
Ooh.
It's not the only dirty thing about me.
Our first exclusive here to Two Johnnies Podcast.
Yeah, no, my car really needs to be hoovered.
And as you know, some people are binge listening to the podcast and they're only catching up. One lad snapped us this week in relation to weddings, right, which was discussed on podcast 7. He said, I was at a wedding before one of the lads was doing a reading. The first line of the reading was, what is love? The boys got wind of it, and as soon as he said it, 10 of us jumped up and said, baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more. I like that.
Beautiful lad.
His nickname was Hadaway from there on afterwards.
I say the priest didn't know what was going on. A lot of lads raving down the back
of the
chapel.
You're assuming that the priest doesn't listen to 90s dance music like?
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Father and I botting around by a load of 90s dance music. I'd love to see it. And finally, lads, and most importantly, did Johnny Smacks find out the name of the song that was wrecking my head from last week's podcast?
Well, did you, Johnny?
We can reveal, yes. Yes, we did. And I don't have the girl's name to hand now. I will give her a shout out on Snapchat during the week. But she was the first to contact me and send it on. She sent on an Amy Winehouse version of it. But the original is actually by The Specials and it's called Monkey Man.
Yeah.
So lads, put yourselves out of your misery. If you've been struggling like I have, just go and listen to it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Waiting for the big monkey man.
And it's about bouncers.
There you go, from The Specials, who look freaky, lads, let's be honest about it. There's one lad in it, I'd say he's probably in jail now, to be honest.
They're cool, lad. But then, see, when we said that to our sound engineer, Joe, in the studio, he said, that's not what you hummed to me, Johnny.
I rang Joyce. You never know, lads, you might do a Spanish album.
This all came up because we were listening to the Dumbelievables and the Saw Doctors doing Spancel Hill, and yeah, they do a reggae version that's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. And he's like, oh, that sounds like something else. And then we had 7 days of torture.
But we got there, we got there. Okay, the weekly roundup. Johnny, what's been going on in Two Johnny's world this week?
What have we been up to? We had a gig down in Waterford, Greycrack, on Friday night.
Oh yes, yeah, boy, he's looking for you.
Yeah, he's looking for you, boy, down in Waterford. And you know, I love Waterford people. I love the crack, the accent, the whole lot. They're always great buzz. They were one of the liveliest, most fired up crowds we ever had. And just one little thing about our love for Waterford, something myself and Johnny are always saying to each other. We were watching the homecoming of the Waterford hurlers last year. They lost the All-Ireland so close. They gave it Everton. Their manager Derek McGrath is a real genuine guy, heart on the sleeve, passion. He's making a speech and he's talking about, you know, the people of Waterford, this county's been through a lot, you know. And he gets emotional for a second and he just takes a moment to fight back the tears and compose himself. And someone shouts up from the crowd, "Go on, Derek Bike, go on!"
We love the people of Waterford, and it was my first time being back there since I was in college there, so it was a nice little reunion.
Yeah, the warrant for your arrest has expired, I think.
Yeah, thank God. We also played Wexford, we were in Islegate on Saturday night, in a great show as well. And we took a little trip to Dublin this week.
Queer good down in Wexford.
Queer good, lad.
Go up to the chipper now, order a spice bag and drink it inside in the pub.
Yeah. So we took a trip to Dublin also this week. We done a sketch which is up on our Facebook page called Up From The Country, about Noel Culshie. So I'm sure there's a lot of people that can relate to that.
I had to check myself because we were doing the bit where you're in Dublin and I'm out on the farm and I'm talking to you. And then I was kind of putting on the voice and I was like, what am I doing? I am a Culshie. I don't need to play up to the role. Like,
there's no need to act like it. Yeah. But there's great. There's also, if you stop the video at a certain point, you'll see me looking like a character from Fair City. Yeah. Smacko.
All right there, Smacko.
All right, Smacko.
You're only a pox.
You know, Charlie-o, you're a pox. So looking forward to the week ahead. We've got some recording to do for the album. That'll be happening during the week as well.
Buzzing about that. Yeah. We were demoing last week. And we're in Dublin next Saturday night, doing a little bit of work for the GAA.
Yeah, we're at the GAA AIB Club All Stars.
That's right. So there's normally, everybody knows who follows the GAA, the All Stars, they pick the team of the year, but they're doing it for the club championship this year, which is really cool.
Yeah, I think it's class shedding a bit of light on the club scene. So we'll be at that, and we'll be wearing our tuxes and all. Yeah, we got new suits.
New suits for the boys.
Oh, we're done getting measured up. Now, in fairness, I didn't know they had tapes big enough to go around me, but there is.
Our top hats are on the way.
Okay, topic number one, the GAA and professionalism. Now bear with us, right, because this may not be a story you're familiar with. In the late 70s, a wealthy Australian businessman named Kerry Packer.
Yeah, so that's not to be confused with a song that you play on the fiddle. Kerry Packer.
The Kerry Packer.
Diddle daddle, diddle daddle.
I think that's the Kerry Polka.
All right, sorry.
He used his wealth to create like what has become professional cricket. According to an Irish Examiner article by Colin McCarthy, Parker simply cherry-picked a selection of players, went about setting up his own league to reflect the commercial realities, and now his legacy, it lives on with cricketers at elite level are always being paid, and amongst other things, floodlit matches, coloured kits, and TV coverage of the sport. So...
Yeah, well, this is because... this came up because cricket at the time was really popular, but the lads weren't getting paid much at all. So he went around, picked out the best players, made a new, smaller, very competitive league, and that's where they make all the money from now. Like what they did with darts.
Exactly, yeah. The Hearns took over the old darts and made their own little corporation. Phil Taylor and the boys went over. They were getting more money and it was kind of glamorized and just made better. So we're saying, if the two Johnnies won the Euro Millions, right, could we do something similar with the GAA?
Yeah, because the argument for GAA being amateur is that there's just, it's not sustainable at the moment. It's not viable because of a big, long season of games. Some of the games don't draw big crowds. So if we had the money to set up our own franchise of teams, a breakaway, a splinter GAA, maybe to be like the GSA or something.
I'd set up a team called the Ross Cray Raiders. They'd be the name of my franchise.
Okay.
And it'd be just mad fuckers, right? That's all it'd be. I'd pay these lads just to have the crack, right? And before every game, we'd have to have four or five cocktails in the central in Ross Cray, or a few creamy pints. Like that, would be in their contract. They'd have to have at least four to five drinks, and then they'd go out and play the game.
They have to fail a breath test to play.
Exactly. You have to be inebriate. I'd have a bunch of lunatics on the
team. Sorry, I think that already exists. It's called Junior.
I'd have lunatics on the team now. I'd have like Dan the Man, John Milan, Redzer, John Gardner, Paul Flynn, John Carroll, the Dooleys, Brian Whelihan, and The Rock. And probably have Johnny Pilkington in there as well. And he'd have to play the full 70 minutes with a fag hanging over his mouth. It would be essential.
The physio would have to be running in and out with packs of John Player.
So they'd be called the Ross Cray Raiders.
They're all over 40, lad, your team.
Yeah, but sure, I'm paying them. I don't care if they win or not. I'm paying them to have the crack.
Lad, you'd sell some merchandise.
We'd wear an all black kit, and it'd be like a skull and crossbones, but the crossbones would be like a hurl and a fist.
When you said The Rock there, are you talking about actually Dwayne Johnson or...
No.
I couldn't afford him. There's no Euro Millions now be able to afford him. No, The Rock O'Sullivan. Who's also a film star.
From Cork.
Yeah, in Cork. Yeah. Massive film star down there in Cork. He's also a wrestler and he's there.
He's a tough guy because remember he got a job when he got well known. He took a job as a car salesman. And he said, I'm getting too soft. And he went back out into building site.
There you go. But I listed out a lot of names there in that team and you'll probably realise I don't have 15. I'd just get the rest of the team made up of lads from Camross.
Just
yeah, because they'd be cheap, but they're tough as nails, lads. Honest to God, just, they'd be out there just fighting the fatter for the crack. So that would be my team anyway, the Oscar Raiders. What about you,
well,
John?
Well, you wouldn't get bullied around the field anyway, lad.
Certainly not, lad.
If I had a franchise, you'd have to go to Dublin, Johnny. Population centre, it'd be massive.
You're selling out.
Yeah, but then, right, what are we talking about hurling, like, right? I get Pat Fox to be the manager, and our club, we could be called the Foxes. Oh. And then all the crowd could just make a fox noise when they're in the audience.
Go lamping then as well, it matches.
That's not the noise foxes make.
Tease, that's how we call a fox, isn't it? Or maybe it's a rabbit.
Ah, the Dublin rabbits are out.
Get in touch with us during the week, lads. Honestly, you can buy these yorks and you just go.
Foxes bark, lad.
The foxes don't bark, lad.
They make kind of like a high pitch bark. I think you sound like you're doing like a duck call or something like that.
No, it's definitely not ducks, lads. If there's someone here from the Corson Association listening to this or something, can you get in touch with us and tell me what I just called out? Just a load of animals at the door there now as I look out.
Yeah, so Pat Fox be a manager. I would have a bidding war with you for Dan Shanahan. I want him and Morris on my team.
Ooh.
Both as impact subs. Morris comes in with 10 minutes to go. Dan comes in with 5 minutes to go. Edge of the square, lad. The Bash Brothers. The merchandise we'd sell, lad. It'd be loaded.
But you'd have to insist that they'd wear no helmets then.
Oh yeah, see, this would be our own league. So we changed the rules. Helmets, like, so Johnny's team are going to be inebriated and no helmets. So this league has no insurance. You're getting well paid enough. It's your responsibility. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could sign a contract.
Take your life into your own hands.
Yeah, because current players aren't actually signed with the GAA. They don't have to play if they don't want to.
They're signed with their clubs.
Yeah, they can play for us.
Exactly, and come play for the franchise.
Yeah, they can still go back and play at the club, maybe. We'll
just
see.
To touch on that, we actually haven't won the Euro Millions. We wouldn't be doing this podcast if we won the Euro Millions.
Ah, we would.
We would. We'd all be out on an island recording.
Yeah, we'd be live from Barbados. It's the Two Johnnies Podcast.
So that's your franchise?
Yeah, I'd just get all the hard lads. And then a couple of speedsters, like. I'd probably get Bubbles Dwyer. Great man, like. Good name. I would have names on the backs of jerseys too.
I like it.
And squad numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that, like, this lad is always like 35. Mm. And you'd sell a heap of jerseys, lad. Everyone would want, like.
You gotta think of the merch, man. You're thinking of the merch. I like it.
I am. I'm all about the merch, man.
So, on a serious note now, let's get serious there for a second.
Oh, no.
Professionalism in the GAA, things have changed from a few years back. So, you had Johnny Pilkington, like, you know, he's famously said. He used to smoke an old fag in the showers in Croke Park and then go out and hurl an All-Ireland final, which is just class. It's kind of mad.
John Troy.
Something John Troy. But like
I was actually talking to the Troys on Snapchat yesterday and I'd mention that. Go on, yeah.
Ooh,
do you want
friends.
To pick that up?
No, we'll just leave it there.
Oh, I thought you might want to pick up them names you're dropping there. But things have changed, John. Things are starting to turn professional. You look at it now, even in club, like, you know, we know from the club, there's drinking bans and you have to be eating right. There's certain clubs. I was talking to a fella in Kerry. He said they have to be below a certain body fat to play. Wouldn't work with me, I can say.
No, but we'd be firmly of the belief that, like, so what if your body fat is not what they're looking for? Like, if you can perform on the field.
Yeah.
Isn't that all that matters? Isn't that all that matters?
Is it sustainable for the GAA to turn professional? Should they turn professional? Do you think we should keep it as an amateur sport?
Right, at the moment, there's about 1,500 inter-county players, and if you were to try and pay all them, you'd be broke, right? First of all, some of the teams don't make a big profit. Like, first round of the championship, let's say, like, Waterford are playing Tip in senior football. Small crowd at that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then, like, if you Tip Waterford and Hurling, big crowd at that. So if you were looking at it from a purely financial point of view, then Tip would never have kept driving on football. They would have said, 15, 10 years ago, that's not making money. Like, I was at a league match in Turles where Tip were playing Antrim in football, and I stood up about 15 minutes into the game and I counted 80 people in the stadium. And here, that's probably about 5 years ago, and now Tip are really competitive in Division 2.
Yeah.
So, like, if you had looked at that from a purely financial point of view, you'd have thrown them out years ago.
Yeah, it's true. Like, I don't think it's sustainable, you know, to actually pay the lads if they were to go professionals, because, as you said, it's a kind of shorter, condensed season, and I just don't think they make the money. Whereas, like, if you look at the likes of soccer and stuff, that's over a long period, more games, bigger attendances.
Yeah, so, population centres as well.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So like it's more sustainable. And plus, I don't think a lot of the players probably wouldn't want to go professional because quite simply they probably have careers. And also, if they're getting paid, they're going to get some grueling den from the lads going paying to watch it.
Yeah.
So if you have a bad game now, you're like, in fairness though to Mickey, like, you know, he was probably working flat out there during the week and stuff. And, you know, I can't give up about him too much. I must go in and get £2 of mince off him on Monday morning.
If he's on €1,000 a week.
If he's on £1,000 a week, he's fair game. He'll be getting slated.
I never liked that prick.
Yeah. So, like, that's another side of it. But, I mean, should they get something subsidised? Should it be paid something at the moment? I mean, at the moment, so there is a government and a GAA grant which the players get paid, which is dependent on how far you go in the championship the previous year.
I think that's fair enough.
It's not a whole pile. I think it's less than £1,000 they get, like, you know, each player.
Mm.
And it depends, obviously, like, that's like less than £1,000 would be for the top performers, and then it goes down, filters down. And also there's a GPA, student grant.
Yeah.
So if you're an inter-county player, you get €500 for your first year, €750 for your second year, and €1,000 for your third year in college, which is a massive help to students. And I think that's great from the GAA. I think that's brilliant. But I would love to see something brought in where maybe each inter-county player got like €100 a week.
Yeah, but then are you giving €100 to the Longford hurlers and €100 to the Kerry footballers?
I'm sure, I suppose they're all making similar sacrifices. They're all training.
You know? I'd like to see the weaker teams getting...
maybe more.
Yeah, because it should kind of help them on like a little bit as well. I think, you know, if you're, you have to give each team equal respect.
But
you
should that money go into training facilities, or should it go to the players then?
It should go to the players. Like, there is a sacrifice there to be made in terms of, you know, like, if you're doing elite sports level, right, the cost of food for your diet, like protein powder, all that stuff, go, like, I know physios looked after and that as well, but there's all these little... like all the, you know, your gym gear and all that, and do gym membership. I know everything, some of this stuff is looked after, like depending on where you are in the country.
Yeah.
But I think it's just nice. Like, it's not like €100 a week isn't a massive amount of money,
exactly.
But it's just to show, look, we appreciate.
Yeah, it's an appreciation.
Something we do.
Thing.
Yeah.
And like, obviously in the bigger counties, I'm sure their food and stuff is probably paid for. You know, a lot of them would get their meals delivered and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're starting to see that more now. The likes of the pre-prepared meals being delivered to players.
Yeah. So like that's starting to take over.
Which is dead handy, because if you're training mad and you're in college now, you go home, and if you don't have time to be prepping good food, like, that's really affecting your recovery.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but... I think that is sustainable. I think it is possible to give them something a week. And, I mean, for me, I don't know how I'd manage. Like, I don't know how players do it if they're holding down a full-time job to actually play inter-county. Like.
If you have a serious career, you're trying to go somewhere. And how fellas do it.
Yeah, like, and, you know, you hear some lads stepping away to concentrate on their careers. And, I mean, you just... It's probably unsustainable. Like, if you work 9 to 6 every day, I don't know how you'd fit the GAA in around that. Like, because there's recovery, there's rest... And then, like, if you actually want to be one of the top players, then you have to go that extra mile. And how do you go that extra mile if you're holding down a job 9 to 6? I don't know. I wouldn't be able to do it anyhow. But I'm just lazy, innit?
Yeah. On the flip side, though, I would say that, like, if you take for rugby players, right, they have 10 years of a career. And then suddenly they have nothing, like, when they finish up. Like, essentially, like, Jamie Heaslip wrote an article about his retirement. And he was saying that, he kind of alluded to the fact that because he was so concentrating on his rugby career, he didn't have time to develop a sideline career to do something afterwards. Now, he has made investments in that, and he will.
Did he get any qualifications or anything?
Oh, he does. Yeah. He is actually, he's not that bad off or anything like that. No, I'd be kind of exaggerating that a little bit.
I'm not crying for Jamie Heaslip.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah. But just saying he didn't have something to automatically step in to give him something full time. Whereas if you're a GAA player, you have the sport, but you also have something sidelined that you're going to keep continuing when you get to the stage that your body's just not able to compete at an elite level.
I know, but Jamie Heaslip has a couple of million in the bank.
Yeah,
he can rest on that. I think, though, like, a lot of players do get help from the GPA. That has to be said as well.
Yeah.
And I mean, certain, it depending on where you work, like, as you say, Johnny, like, you'd want a soft job, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, so the GPA have a lot of programs, like, you know, focusing on player burnout and counselling and career development and that. And that's an important one. I know we worked at AIB, like, and they said they have guys specifically dedicated to it because they'd have a lot of county players on their books, so... they have a guy, you got to go and meet him and make sure that you're not neglecting your career, because just say myself and Johnny start in the same job, one of us is playing county. You know, which one of us is more likely to be doing the night courses and all that crap?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So you got to look after your career as well. I mean, another thing, just to touch on that, Maura, you mentioned rugby. Like, there seems to be a thing in the GAA, and like, we see it even within our club. There's a massive thing about drink. Like,
all the drink.
You can't drink. All the drink.
You can't drink.
If you lose a game, it's because there was a fella drinking 6 months ago.
Drink. Mm-hmm.
You know. Whereas the rugby players are able to play a Six Nations game.
Drink.
Win,
drink.
Win. Like, win and go out into town, have a few drinks, and come back then and perform to the peak of their powers the following week. And they're professionals. Like, yeah. Whereas with the GAA, like, Christ, if there's a fella seen out having a few pints after a league match here, he'd be nearly lynched. You know, I think that's... Yeah. I think the enjoyment has probably... With the professionalism and with, like, going to your Cairo chambers and getting all this looked after with all this has probably come... It's becoming a bit too much serious. Like, it's a bit of crack.
That's Ireland too. We're wicked hard on each other, like. Yeah. Fella doesn't perform and, sure, that fella's useless and he was out in the drink and... we're too quick to lynch lads, I think. Especially now... Well, in fairness now, Johnny, at club level, like, we do have lads... We'd be pulling lads out of the boot of a car to go play. Like,
we had a fella who transferred into the club and he said, I propose right now, this is the first day of pre-season, that we all stay off the drink until we're knocked out of a championship. And then one of our lads popped up and said, we can't get lads to stay off the drink the night before the championship game. We have no hope with 6 months.
And then James says, well, if one fella's going out, like, tell the rest of us. There's no point in one lad having all the crack.
So that's our... But how do you see it? How do you see it going forward?
I think if you wanted to... players to get more money, you are going to have to change the championship structure, I think. Now, I know I'm only an old fool here now, but like, Super 8, right? I don't know how that's going to work. We'll have to wait and see. But if you want, like, the Waterford footballers, just say, to be getting money, maybe they need to, like, amalgamate with Wexford. And you've Waterford Wexford, a big football team. Or, like, do you know what I'm saying?
I know the point you're getting at, yeah. But I can't imagine Tip joining with Clare now, somehow or another.
Oh, well... Tip footballers are going well enough, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we're, I mean, if you want to get a bigger crowd, look at, like, the provinces in rugby. Mm. Like, the clubs could never have gone professional. Only the provinces. They started the new competition, the Heineken Cup, or in France, the H Cup, as they call it, because they can't mention alcohol. So, like, they started a new competition and amalgamated the teams and a new brand. Like, what if, like, Ulster had a hurling team?
Yeah, I don't know. I know. That's one thing, because when we're... Like, when we're talking about, like, if the GAA went professional, like, I still think you'd have to keep your 32 county team because the GAA is so tribal.
That's the thing. I think, like, you know, it's that's what differentiates it from every other sport. You grow up to play for your county as opposed to, like, you know, in the soccer, you can move to whoever you want or whatever, like. Or,
I'm not talking about moving, but I still think if you're looking inward like that, like, if you're like, we're this county and that's it, then you are also very much limiting your fan base and... your customers. If you're talking money, like, if you're a county and we're getting 1,000 people at our home games, well, like, that's the size of your revenue, lad. Sorry.
Yeah, I think before they start, you know, like, if they were to start paying players, I think before that, every county should have a full-size AstroTurf pitch, first of all. We're here in Tip, the size of the county. There's no full-size AstroTurf pitch. There's games being called off every weekend. Jeez. So, I mean, first of all, I'd be addressing that. Then I'd be looking at the players. But I think it possibly is sustainable to pay players a small amount, even if it was 100 quid or something.
Yeah,
like,
it's very hard to decide who gets it, like, because lads on...
Well, if there's 1,500 players, then give the 1,500 of them.
Yeah, but what about lads only on the training panel, like?
Yeah, but they're still putting in the same effort, like.
Are they?
Yeah, you're a harsh man, boy. You are. You're harsh.
If you're on the training panel for a county team, you can...
Get in touch with Johnny on Twitter. Just nail him there now. You can go to absolute town on him. Okay, so that's...
Well, yeah, it's hard because we talked about... The GAA needs to put the money back into grassroots too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, myself and Johnny were driving to Wexford. We had like a 2-hour argument about Páirc Uí Chaoimh.
Yeah, like Johnny said, there was no need to build an 80 million stadium.
Right. Yeah, just hear me out. Because 80 million would have put, let's say, 80 or 100 full-size, all-weather, floodlit pitches around Cork. And if you ask the people of Cork, which do you want? 100 new floodlight, all-weather pitches or a new stadium which is going to host... 3 games in a year?
And they're cheering.
Yeah.
But I say to Johnny, he never togged out in the old dressing rooms. They were fair grim.
Just in case you don't know, Smacks played County Minor.
You know, drawing on my own experiences there. No, but I think that stadium needed a facelift.
Yeah.
I don't think it needed the level it's got to now.
80 million.
But I mean, like, you know, the old players Baron Dare was like a wardrobe that served Murphy's.
Yeah. That's,
so like it needed something on that, and we talked out in a prefab out the back with cables running in through the window for the television.
Sweatbox.
And it was around 30 degrees when we played there. It was rank. So it needed something. It definitely needed a facelift. Maybe not to that level. Yeah. But on the AstroTurf pitch, Johnny, I am with you on that one. We'll fight the rest.
Yeah. So it's just you know, there's only so much money in there. And they love, we all want to see it put back in the grassroots in their club.
So if you two do win the Euro Millions, will you fund AstroTurf?
The two Johnnies Centre of Excellence in Tipperary will be an all-seater stadium, AstroTurf, the whole lot. Yeah.
We're going definitely. To, yeah, it's going to be a new, like, panels of excellence, you know?
Yeah.
For under-16s, minors and all that. It's going to be just hurling football.
And music and comedy.
Yeah, and there'll be nobody from Ballybacon allowed in.
I like
wow, he's sensational. Where's he from? Arfinnan. Sorry, lad, we're full.
Brilliant.
So the roundup, we don't want it to go professional. We want it to stay amateur, but we want a bit more pumped into grassroots, and we want the players getting looked after better.
Yeah.
No, that's lovely.
I mean, we get the old team holidays now, but like, yeah, £1 be all right.
We can agree to disagree here on the Two Johnnies podcast. Johnny B's taking off his jacket. I reckon he's going to go for me.
Yeah, I'm wearing the me retro Ireland jersey.
Okay, we're going to move on from that one. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and review the podcast, lads. Give us an old 5 stars. And, like, you know, if you've got any negative thoughts, write them on a piece of paper and then burn them. Bother giving us shit, right?
Yeah, subscribe. Because, like, the amount of lads going, like, when is it up? Like,
subscribe, lads. You get a push notification.
You get a ding.
You get a little ding. Two Johnny's podcast now available.
But thanks for tuning in, because we went to number one again last week.
Yay. You
know, not going to go on about it, but thanks a million for listening.
People of Ireland, we love you. Okay. It's that time of the week, lads. Jimmy Buckley fan, hurling fundamentalist, major smoking, leather wear, and Noel Furlong is in the house, lads. He's pulled up. He's just burst in through the front door. There's a smell of stale Murphy's off him. But he's here, and it's time for Noel's News.
Noel's News! It's Noel's News!
Well, young fella.
Well, Noel, it's good to have you back.
Yeah, bringing a bit of professionalism to this podcast.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. We're getting loads of feedback on you, Noel. People around the country, they love you.
I got a letter in the post.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who's it from?
Never you mind. You pervert. Are you even able to read, you dunce?
Of course I am. Of course I am. Now... I've put everything out of my hands, and I'm just about to sit back here, because I am always afraid when you come on, Noel. We don't know what's going to come out of your mouth. So give us your news there. Go for both barrels.
Get out of my way, young fella, now, right? There's a man in there. Welcome to the men's room. Now, our first stop this week, Argentina. Right? Broad in South America. Well, they're not guards. Whatever they have over there. Cops, I suppose. They got the boot. They got the boot, right? They got fired over missing drugs. Okay? There was 540 kg of marijuana gone missing from a police warehouse abroad in Buenos Aires. Right? Now, the former commissioner, Javier Specca, and...
Good man, Noel.
Well, excuse my Spanish, right? And 7 other buys... They came in and they were asked, where's the drugs, lads? Where's the drugs? Do you know what they said? They actually went into court and said the drugs were ate by mice. That's a fact. That's a fact. 540 kg of marijuana ate by mice. Now, I've never been to Argentina. But the mice must be the size of fucking buffaloes.
They must be high as a kite out there.
540 kg. And we have a fodder crisis in Ireland. Huh? So, but they had an expert, a mouse expert in, right? And he said there's no way that mice had ate that. That mice would confuse marijuana for food. They said they'd be dead.
Stone dead.
They'd be stone dead. They'd be mice dead. They'd be thrown all over the place, all over the warehouse. And that's it. So then the boys blamed it on the mice. And it reminded me of the time Carmel said to me, Noel, there was a full bottle of whiskey in that press last week. And now there's only a half bottle. who drank it? Who drank the bottle of whiskey, Noel? And I said, wasps. I said, maybe it evaporated the amount of fucking heating you're using, Gerd. I don't know. So the mice wouldn't eat it now. So they had 6,000 kg of marijuana in storage for 2 years.
Wow.
2 years they had it. So I don't know how they're going to dispose of it. Like, are they going to burn it or what? There'd be a few happy crows flying around Buenos Aires, huh? Huh? Good day for the crows, but they'd be flying into walls now. So your man Javier, he never filed an income statement last year. That's what I started looking at.
Right.
That's right, yeah. Be like me, I don't be telling Carmen everything I get, you know what I mean? I could be late home there some Friday evening and she'd say, oh, you had a job, Nora. I was. How much do you get? Oh, I only got 50 bob for that job, huh? And I 10 pints deep. would you drink a pint yourself, young lad? You would.
I would, yeah.
You wouldn't drink soup. You know? Huh? You wouldn't drink soup, young lad. Now, my second gripe of the week, abroad in China. Yeah, they're right shower pricks now. There was a man arrested out of a crowd of 60,000. Did you hear this?
No.
Well, I know you didn't hear it. I thought Maureen might have heard it there now. She had a bit of culture about her.
Maureen.
My name's Maureen. No.
Oh, no problem, Maureen. Okay. So, he was at a pop concert. Like this, that. The big pop star there called Jackie Chung abroad in... You okay?
Starred Heel.
That's a fact. Jackie Chung, he was doing a gig abroad in Nan. He was doing a show abroad in Nanchang City, right? And the man, he's been named now as, well, I don't know, is it Mr. A.O.? Is that stands for something? Or Mr. Ao? So, I don't know what he was wanted for. He should have fucking Chinese tell you nothing. Right? So, He was brought. Right, straighten up now. Straighten up. He was abroad. The concert.
Do you need a minute, Swax?
No, be grand. He's that young, he's not well.
Okay, so Mr. Ao, he was at a concert, right? He was at the Jackie Chung show. And the guards, the cameras they have now have face recognition, right? So as he came in the turnstiles, the camera went ding. That's the boy you're looking for. And he was sitting in his seat, happy out with his bure. And the guards came down. We're looking for you. And he was pure shocked. He didn't know anything about it, right? The face recognition cameras, the Chinese are the best in the world at this. It's new technology. But that did have to be the best in the world at face recognition. Imagine going into a concert of 60,000. What does he look like? He's got black hair. He's Chinese. I don't fucking know what, you know what I mean? How am I going to pick him? No point in sending me in looking for the man. So, they have 170 million cameras doing surveillance around China.
Wow.
That's a fact. You get away with nothing. Huh? Like living in a small town.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was telling you Carmen was off the mate. She was a vegetarian.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't I get fucking spotted inside in the Shamrock Lounge eating the bacon?
Oh, well, what'd she say?
Well, the face recognition technology in care is Margaret O'Donoghue. Huh? We're nearly in the fucking paper. No one ate in Harry Bacon. Okay. No, Carmel, she's back on the mate.
Oh, she's back on the...
Yeah, I knew how I'd get her.
Well.
Didn't I invite the new priest over for Sunday dinner? And there was no way she was going him giving him a turnip Jalfrezi. Shut up. So, the priest came over anyway. You fucking stay all night. Talking. Yapping away to Carmen. So I suppose when he's at home, he's only talking to God, isn't he? At least Carmen will answer him back. So that's it. There's no carrots or turnips. No, a bit of mate yet. No, tail end roast. Lovely.
Lovely.
Lovely. Back in the mate now. Back in the mate now. Would you eat a roast yourself? You would.
I would, yeah.
You wouldn't eat soup. Now, the big news around the town, the big local story, the big story is Dermot Darcy is getting the hip done. You all know Dermot. Like he getting the hip done. And he going around for the last 2 years fucking blind as a bat. said that man, he'd look, he'd be alive all the pints he's drinking. Huh? I say the Jeep knows it's on my home now from the pub. Yeah. So myself and Kat, we met Dermot coming out of mass there last week. And sure, I was telling you young for that, you know, Cameron used to be a nurse before she went full time making my dinner. And Dermot says to her, you're talking about the operation. And he was saying he was going to get the knee done as well as the hip. He was going to get the whole thing done while he was in there. And she was saying to him, I don't think you should get that operation done, Dermot. That knee operation, there's no need for it. That's only for young lads out kicking soccer. And it's a big recovery time. It's very dangerous. It's not always successful. And what did he say? Oh, fuck it, I think I'll get it done. I'd be brave enough. I'd be brave enough, Cameron. I'd fucking get it done. So he's inside anyway. He'd gone down to Cork Hospital getting it done. And well, I pity the fucking nurses, I'll tell you that now. I hope they have a smoking area inside an intensive care. I went down to visit him during the week and they put a bottle of Powers into his intravenous drip. Try and straighten him up. Jeez, he was an awful guy. He was in there 3 or 4 days, he was starting to sober up. He was remembering things that never happened at all. But you have to look after your own club, man.
That's it.
And Dermot, a good club man, in fairness now, a good club man. Are you still hurling?
I'm thinking of dropping back junior B this year.
You wouldn't hurl soup. You wouldn't hurl soup him for that. No, we need him back. Dermot is selector on the team. And of course, this is week of championship. Championship starting this week. And as Dermot always says, championship is championship. We're playing Rovers this weekend, Mara. Mm-hmm. Or to give them their official title, Shower of Pricks. What they didn't do to Dermot Darcy when he was playing. What they didn't do to that man. He's some man to kick pints. Oh my God. He had a leg on him now. He'd kickstart a tractor. Would you kick a pint? You would?
I would, yeah.
You wouldn't kick soup. I never got on with that Rovers crowd. I remember one time we were playing them years ago and the fella I was marking... the boot. You know, remember the time Babs Keaton played with no boots?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was marking Pa Nocton. You know Pa?
I know him, yeah.
Do you know Pa? The fella going around with the limp.
Yeah.
I'll tell you where he fucking got it. He played at no boots against me. That he's walking funny ever since. Now, and that day, I got a tooth knocked out of Nocton's brother. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
And we had old Jimmy Leary at the time. He said he was a doctor. And I said, what'll I do with the tooth? And he said, put the tooth into a bottle of milk. And after the game, I'll shove it back in and it'll grow away.
No way. Did it work?
No, it fell out the next day. But they need Dermot back because when he's gone now, the training they're doing, short puck outs.
Oh, jeez.
Exactly. I can't stand it, Maureen. Short puck outs. I don't care if you have Jesus Christ, Bruce Lee and Nicky English on the 21. You don't give it to him. Fucking drive it. Drive it. And they're going up now with warm-ups and cool-downs and pricking around. Myself and Dermot used to cool down in the Shamrock Lounge. Did I sit by, huh? Would you drink in the Shamrock? You would.
I would, yeah.
You wouldn't fucking drink soup. You wouldn't drink soup, young lad. But it was nearly the drink that done Dermot in the end now.
Oh, yeah?
He was on his son's stag night abroad in Carlow. Do you know Thomas, his son?
I'd know him, yeah.
You'd know him. You wouldn't know soup. So, you should have seen the girl he have. Oh, mother of God.
She nice?
Mother of God. Unreal. So, when we seen her coming in with Thomas, I said, she's marrying Thomas Darcy. You want some Kerry? Like, I said, there must be no fucking men in Kerry. So they came up anyway, they were gone on the stag abroad in Carlow. Carlow, dangerous spot. But now, you know people, like some people are allergic to nuts.
Yeah.
There should nearly be a big sign outside Carlow saying, warning, may contain Richie Kavanagh. Richie Kavanagh from Carlow. An awful man. Did you ever hear that song he had... Richie Kavanagh song, My Father Was a Fairy.
No.
That's written about you. Better than that shite you'd be listening to now, fucking Ted Sheeran and Neil Horn. Fucking Toast Malone. Huh?
Toast Malone.
Yeah, when my girls were small nowadays, we'd be going listening to fucking Katie Minogue and the Black Eyed Carrots. And the Chemical Sisters.
Oh my God.
But that Richie Kemner, a dangerous man. What some people don't know about it.
Take a moment, Noel. You're grand there. You're grand.
Oh. It must be funny if you can't even deliver the line. This is going getting edited anyway.
Well, some people don't know. What I heard now about Richie Kavanagh is that Richie Kavanagh is one of the head men in the Taliban.
Noel. Oh, Noel, thank you for this week's news.
That's what I heard.
You just heard that?
I heard that now. He won the head men in the Taliban.
Who told you that?
In the Taliban.
Who told you that, Noel?
Dermot heard above in Carlo.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Noel, thank you as always. You'll be back you'll be back next week.
If I don't get blown up by Richie Kavanagh. He's been ousted live on the podcast.
Oh, I love it, Noel. I love your news, I swear to God.
So that's it now.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. I'm going to listen to a bit of Jimmy Buckley, not like you to be listening to West Shite and whatever.
Noel, thank you. We'll see you again next week.
Good luck. Goodbye. You fucking Maureen ruined, do we?
Now it's time for our producer, Maura, to put us on the spot with her mystery topic. Maura, we hear you have a game for us this week. I'm a little bit wary now. I'm comprehensive. What's the game? It's all over.
Are you worried?
Want to know what it is first.
As long as it's not shooter there.
It's something similar to that. Could I just say a little podcast disclaimer as well? Richie Kavanagh is in no way affiliated or have any connection with the Taliban. Noel Furlong is completely factually incorrect on that. Okay. So, lads, I have a game for you this week, right? It's like my favourite role game. I don't know if you've played it before, but it's called Kiss, Marry, Kill.
I know the game. Oh, yeah, I've heard of it. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, so just explain it for anybody who doesn't.
So I give you three names and mm-hmm. you have to say which of the three names you would kiss, marry or kill. Now, it'd be nice to you. I haven't included any Irish names on this list in case. In case you were suddenly to bump into them and have to say, oh, I killed you in my podcast. So
fuck them.
Yeah. So Smacks, I'm going to start with you. Three names. I have seven selections of names. Numbers 1 to 7. Pick number between 1 and 7.
I'll go 2.
Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, or Jessica Simpson?
Is Christina Aguilera wearing the Rara skirt?
The Rara skirt, more in the boots. Is she wearing the furry boots?
She will be wearing those boots, yeah.
So Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, and Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm thinking music videos.
Yeah.
So I have to kiss, marry, and kill.
Yeah.
I'd kill Britney.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd she ever do to you?
Oh, I don't know, no. Yeah.
I thought you would have killed Jessica Simpson.
No. Did you ever see the video of these boots are made for walking?
Oh, yeah.
She could fucking walk all over me.
She could poke the head off you. Yeah. Better so, stab me in the leg with a fork.
So I'd, I'd have to kill Britney. I did the whole head shaving thing.
Yeah.
I'd say if she got a few Prosecco's into her now, she'd be throwing her shoes out you. She'd be throwing her shoes at you outside Ryan's. Like,
I used to have a picture of Britney Spears beside my desk, and written underneath it was, if Britney Spears, with her head shaved, and it was like, if Britney Spears can survive 2007, I can get through today.
So then I'd kiss Christina, and I'd marry Jessica Simpson.
Oh.
Yeah, because I say she's a bit dense. I said I'd get away with murder. I said there's not much going on up the old kiln.
Is that what you're after, is it?
Doormat. No, I'm joking.
Somehow part of me thinks you're not joking. So.
Those are my selections, Mara.
Okay, is Jenny B. Right? Number 2 is gone, so pick another number between 1 and 7.
5.
Okay. Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus, and Katy Perry.
Oh,
Tay Swift, right? I have an issue with her for the amount of one note melodies that she has on her album. Look what you made me do. One note. There's 250 of them on her last album. I have a serious issue with that. So I'm probably going to have to puck the head off Tete.
You're going to kill Tete.
Not that she's not a lovely looking girl. She's gone though. Who's the one? Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus and Katy Perry.
I'd be a big fan of Courtney Perry all right now. Do you know what I mean? When she came out with that I Kissed the Girl and all that, like. Ah, come on. Jesus, I didn't get a wink of sleep for a week after.
She's lovely eyes.
Lovely, yeah. Great big pair of eyes on her.
Yeah.
Katy Perry, oh, mother of God. Did you ever see the time she was on Sesame Street?
No.
Oh, do you know, they get famous people on Sesame Street. Like, now, I like when Stevie Wonder was on Sesame Street. Yeah. He had the band there, and they'd done a 7.5 minute version of Superstition. He got into a bit of a jam and he's just hammering the keys, like, you know. So he's not wearing in-ear monitors and, like, you can't signal to the guy to, like, tell him stop. So he's in the groove. The band just keep going and all the kids are, like, dancing around and Animal is there banging the drums. So then when I heard that Katy Perry was going to be on, I thought she was going to sing a song. She comes on in this little plastic leather skirt. Lad, I'd say the amount of children in America driven to distraction looking at the big hammers on Katy Perry.
I'd say Kermit was time himself.
He gave Miss Piggy the flick after. Miley Cyrus, yeah, I wouldn't have. I could take or leave Miley Cyrus. Now, if I ever meet her, you know, I'll tell her she's gorgeous, like, but I could take or leave Miley Cyrus. I'm not mad about her voice. And people go on about that version of Jolene she does on the internet. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I suppose you love that.
I do like that, yeah.
I knew you'd like it.
Yeah. More. The one that she did with Dolly Parton and Pentatonix.
No, there's one that's just her and a few boys out in the garden.
Oh, no, that's crap.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, the one, look up the version. Have you seen Pentatonix?
Yeah,
and that's way better.
Bice.
Yeah. That's class.
Oh, excuse me.
And it's better, actually, there's a version without Miley Cyrus, and that's just Dolly. And that's the best version of it, so.
Yeah, no, I'd happily marry and live with Katy Perry. We both have hectic lifestyles. I'm sure we'd get on fine.
Cool, very good. Okay, Smacks, another number.
We're going again.
I'll go 7.
7.
Yes.
Madonna, Cher and Kylie Minogue.
Fucking, they're old enough to be my granny. I like Kylie's new song.
Oh, I haven't heard.
I wanna go out dancing, yeah.
Kylie Minogue's still a lasher, lad.
Yeah. So Madonna, I'd kill Cher. Mm-hmm. She has more plastic on her now. I'll tell you.
Mr. Binman.
Mr. Binman.
You'd kill her if you could find her heart.
Yeah. I don't know if she has a heart, like.
You stab her in with a stake.
Yeah, I'd kill Cher. And then Madonna or Kylie.
Ah, come on.
I'd probably kiss Madonna and marry Kylie, yeah.
Yeah.
Madonna to wreck your head with all that fucking yoga.
Yeah, sure. How many kids do Madonna have as well?
She's a couple adopted anyway.
Yeah. I wouldn't be paying maintenance on
them. I wouldn't be paying for them.
No.
No.
No. Imagine the school books. Imagine the price of the school books. Oh, no way. No. I'd shift Madonna now outside Supermax or something, man. I'd probably marry Kylie, in fairness to her.
Go on, Madonna, give me a ring after Hayes is there, we'll see.
Yeah, give me a ring at 2:30 there in the morning. Pick you
right,
up.
Johnny B, 1, 3, 4 or 6?
1. I want to see who was top of the list.
Monica, Rachel or Phoebe?
Oh! That's not too bad. The characters now.
The Friends character, the three female characters from
Monica,
Friends.
Monica, wreck your head, lad.
Yeah, sure, Rachel was lasher, lad.
And Phoebe looks like she's from Galway. She have that old vibe about her, you know.
She look like she's in Galway.
Yeah, you know the Galway vibe. The old like,
she's a bit of a hippie.
Hippie.
Oh yeah. I get you now. Yeah.
Strumming a guitar, singing a song about a dirty cat.
Yeah.
Huh?
No, it's smelly cat.
There's only one man should be allowed to sing about pussy cats, and that's Richie Kavanagh.
Smelly cat. I'm sure. Why is the cat smelly? Because he's dirty.
Clean him.
This is it.
That actually makes no sense because cats are actually quite clean. They have a self-sanitizing thing. They lick themselves clean. There you
go. Yeah, but no. But what are they feeding you? So the cat's obviously been fed something with a particularly strong odor.
Garlic.
That it's seeping out through the cat.
Garlic bread.
Yeah. Garlic bread.
Right, so who would you pick?
I'd probably have to give Phoebe the bullet, yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind shifting Monica in her heyday now. She ended up with that Chandler fella. He was pure innocent boy. I thought she was going to go off with Joey. He was a man's man.
A man's man. Man, Joey, boy.
Yeah, sure, Rachel. Rachel be too high maintenance for me, though.
Do you reckon?
Oh, mother of God. Didn't she come from a wealthy family?
Mm.
Her character, didn't she?
Mm.
Be grand.
Yeah, but she was easy going ish, like.
So she worked in the cafe for a while, didn't she?
Yeah, she was a waitress, yeah. And she ended up at Ross, who, you know, you'd have to be.
Does she end up at Ross?
She does.
She does, yeah.
She had a fling with Joey for a while.
Yeah, and then that was like series, late in the series, that when they were trying to.
That was just sex, though.
I don't think they even got that far, though.
Joey'd be in.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Joey's a dinger, lad.
Yeah.
You don't give her the nod.
It sounds like you nearly picked Joey over it, Johnny. I'm getting a bit worried about you there.
Okay, okay. Right, do you want to do one more?
Yeah, I'll do one more. Yeah.
Okay, Smacks. 3, 4, or 6?
6.
Jennifer Garner, Jennifer Lopez, Gwyneth Paltrow, all happen to be Ben Affleck's exes.
He not going too bad. He not going too bad.
I don't know who that first one is now.
Jennifer Garner, she would have been in that TV series Alias.
Annoying looking one. She looks like she'd nag you all the time. She does.
You work away there now.
I'd kill Jennifer Garner.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'd kiss Gwyneth Paltrow. And I'd do anything in the world Jennifer Lopez would ever require from me. And that is a fact.
Yeah.
She's 86. And she don't look a day over 21.
Oh, she's the most amazing looking woman. I'm surprised that you wouldn't kill Gwyneth Paltrow, because out of any person I have on my list, she'd be the one. She goes on about like telling women to steam their vaginas. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's this website called Goop, and it's all like this. Yeah, the website's called Goop, and she sells like pillows on it for like $100 or something like that.
Oh, the thing about Gwyneth Paltrow is she was in Glee, and I used to like Glee at the time.
Okay.
So she gets my nod for that.
Speaking of notions, sorry, my mother was in yesterday. How are you, Ma? She probably listened now, but she was talking about some fella down the town, and she's like, that fella, he's a bit of a go-by, is he? A go-by? I was like, what's that? She's like, he's got notions of himself. He's a bit of a go-by, that fella.
Oh, Lord almighty.
Johnny B, do you want to do one more?
Go on, one more, whatever you like, I don't know.
Okay, number 3 or number 4?
3.
Emma Stone.
Oh.
Emma. sorry to break your heart, Smacks.
Jesus.
Smacks. Yeah. Emma Stone is Johnny Smacks' love in life, idol.
Oh, she's lovely.
Yeah. From La La
Land. Actually, Emma Stone or Jennifer Lopez?
Oh, Emma Stone.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, Johnny B. Emma Stone, Emma Watson, or Anna Kendrick?
Oh, jeez.
Emma Stone is in La La Land.
Yeah.
Emma Watson is in what?
Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that. And who's the last one?
Anna Kendrick.
She's
she
in
would
Pitch
be
Perfect.
Twilight.
And Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, Pitch Perfect.
The main one, Pitch Perfect?
Yeah.
I have no time for her.
What?
Yeah. You take that back, lad.
No time for her.
What's wrong with Anna Kendrick? She's so funny.
Not at all.
You're not having it, John.
I'm not having it.
So you're killing her.
Why? You have to say why you're going to kill her.
I didn't really like Pitch Perfect. she was the butt of it.
I'm leaving this podcast.
I
was in a pub band. Make a film about that, like.
I don't think it'd be as entertaining.
A lot of young ones, no music.
So you'd kill Anna Kendrick.
Yeah, well, okay. Who's the other one then again? Emma.
Emma Stone or Emma Watson. So you've red-haired Emma Stone, and then you've brown-haired Emma Watson from Harry Potter.
Oh God, I don't know. Like, what separates them? Do either of them hurl around? No,
I don't think so, John.
Anyway, I have never seen Emma Watson. I've never seen any of her work. No, I didn't see any of the Harry Potter films or anything like that. Now,
you live such a sheltered life.
Yes. Sure, I'd be only an old fool here walking around the fields picking corn and
talking
to cows. You know, Emma Stone was very good in La La Land and Easy A, another film she's in. She's quite good. So. Mm.
And you've never seen any of the Harry Potter films?
Not at all. But I mean the slightest, no.
Nor have I, actually.
Yeah. Really?
No, or Lord of the Rings. Any of that make-believe shit don't like.
And we survived.
Yep. Live to tell the tale.
I've seen Lord of the Rings now. That's not too bad.
Lord of the Rings is good.
Lord of lads on horses shooting elves. Dwarves.
It's just not realistic, is it?
Hobbits, small lads with swords. They're not too bad now. Tough out.
So would you pick Emma Stone then?
Go on, yeah, grand. Emma Stone. She could sing away to me in her husky voice.
Yeah. And you do the dancing with her, a bit La La Land.
Oh, yeah.
No, there you go.
Oh, yeah. We dance away in the evenings there. That'll be fine.
Okay.
No.
Okay, Smacks, I do have to get your take on that trio because you were very excited there when I said
Emma Stone 1.
Yeah,
Emma Stone 1, Anna Kendrick 2, and then I'd kill the girl with the short hair from Harry Potter.
Okay.
All right. Has she got short hair now?
It's to her cheek. It's kind of like a bob thing, I think.
A graduated bob, Mara, I'd say, is what it's known as.
You know more about hairstyles than
there
I
you
do.
Go.
I don't be reading VIP magazine or whatever. She's being
Heat.
E-news.
Okay, topic three, lads. Regrets. Edith Piaf may have sang Non Je Regrette Rien, but then she didn't go to Edinburgh and get absolutely out of her brains for 2 days like the two Johnnies did in Scotland. And this coincides with Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg hauled in front of the US Congress this week over whether Facebook's user privacy had breached. We thought we'd discuss some of the things we wished we regret posting to social media and our regrets in life in general. This is like a therapy session. I'm just going to recline this chair now and I'm going to just speak from the heart. Johnny B, hadn't you ever regretted?
Social media regrets wise?
Mm.
Yeah, well, I once abused Rory Stories on Facebook.
Ah, wow. There you go.
What was this?
An exclusive.
Yeah. It was very early. We've met Rory. We're actually good mates with Rory. We're going to see him next week, hopefully, if we can. If we're not gigging.
Yeah.
Gas, man. But we were just starting, very early days now. And we put up a sketch and then at lunchtime. And then that night, he put up like an identical sketch, but a shortened kind of. His one was kind of short and it was a bit rougher than ours. Ours had a lot more dialogue and stuff. So a load of our mates were messaging us, going, he's after watching yours. And like making a short version of it and sticking it up there. And I rang Smax and he was in the cinema and wasn't answering. And so then I left, I can't remember exactly what I said, but I left him a stupid comment on his video, like abusing him. Not abusing him, but like it was not a scandalous comment. And then he was like, I didn't watch your video, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I knew you are.
I think it was just great minds think alike on that one.
Yeah, because Johnny came up with our sketch that day.
Yeah.
You and Rory Stories, some sort of symbiotic relationship in your minds, man. Yeah,
but we do want to just say, we are good mates with Rory.
Yeah, and I wish I hadn't left him that retarded comment. So. My bad.
You're bad. And do I regret on social media? Definitely that weekend in Edinburgh, if anybody was watching my
snaps.
That was
so funny.
It wasn't that funny, though. You try waking up the next day and deleting 19 snaps.
Well, first of all, explain what you did.
Yeah,
you
were there. So if I can give you the story. We flew in on the Friday evening and we done a gig and...
Some great crack.
And the place was hopping. So we had a few drinks afterwards with the gig. Keith Duffy hung around. We had a few drinks, a bit of a laugh.
How are you, buddy?
And we didn't get much sleep. So we may have got like 3-4 hours sleep. And we had to be up to do some social media for the venue, for the Three Sisters.
We had to pull the first pint.
Pull the first official pint to St. Patrick's Day.
9 a.m.
At 9 a.m. So I woke up at like 9:06 and threw on my gear, ran down, and I pulled the first pint. And the idea was I pulled the first pint, go back to bed, and get up then and go watch the Ireland match. But I pulled the first pint, and the man was like, well, I'm not going to throw out the pint. He was like, drink it. So I drank it. Then I had a spot of breakfast. And then they threw another pint in front of me.
Yeah, because they kept like, oh, get a photo with these people, and then we get a photo of you guys eating the first breakfast, and get a photo in the kitchen.
And we had to drink a pint for the photo.
So, you're blaming the Three Sisters for you getting really drunk and posting
by
stuff.
By 10:30, I was back to the level I had been at around 2:00 the previous morning.
We were up and running.
We were up and running and had the day of our lives. But like, yeah, my snaps were scandalous. I was past the point of no return, and I fair regretted it. Even like some of my closest friends were texting me and just been like, you may cop on with the Snapchats. and my mates never comment on any work we do. They don't give a shit if I was like Mark Zuckerberg himself. Like, they don't care. Like, but they text me and were like, you may calm down the snaps.
Because it was mental. I went to get just to go to the Jacks or something, and it took me like 30 minutes to get there and back. And whilst Max was on his own, sure, he started snapping to pass the time.
Yeah, and for some reason I had a hockey stick in my hand. Yeah. Don't even ask me where the hockey stick came from.
To be fair, I don't think you posted anything bad. Yeah, you just didn't make sense.
Yeah. So
just kept hitting the hockey
and
stick.
And it's gas. I think people really love to make us feel regret. Because, like, you know, you'll have someone who'll come up to you and be like, I met you in Coppers there one night. Jeez, you were well on. Like, yeah, it's 4:00 in the morning on a Saturday night. Like, do you expect me doing handstands around the place?
Leave me alone, like.
Leave us alone, like. We need an old night out, but a bit of crack. Regrets on social media, Nils?
Well, probably shouldn't tell this story, but sure, look.
Yes, tell it.
We're in the nest, so.
Circle of trust.
Yeah, we've only got our close friends listening. Thank you.
And the other 100,000.
Thanks, guys. So I was out one night and there was a girl who I fancied and I got chatting to her and a little kiss. And then we were outside and got into a row, me and her, right? Well, I don't want to give it away, but like, I wanted her to be a better person. We'll just say it like that, right? We got into a row about life, like. And then I was like, yeah, we weren't arguing over chips, like.
Right.
So then, big row anyway, and then she stormed off, whatever, and she's like, oh my God, Johnny, you have to leave me. And then I was like, actually, look, we may as well just share the taxi home anyway, because we weren't in care at the time, like. So a whole load of us bundled into the taxi. And then when I got home, I sent her a scandalous message on Facebook. Oh my God.
Abusing her. Ish.
Ish.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I thought, like, I had been talking to, I think I met one of the guys from the script or something around that time recently, and he said what they do with songs often sometimes is they look at a situation and say, what would Forrest Gump do? And that's how they come up with The Man Who Can't Be Moved. And all these song titles, like, cause sometimes they think, what would Forrest Gump do? And that's how they write a song. So I said, oh, I'll write her a funny song. So we wrote her a song, you'll find it on YouTube, called The Girl on Checkout 3, because she worked in the supermarket.
Yeah.
And sent her a song, and I think it actually happened to be like Valentine's Day or something, like that week. And then she got it, and she was like, oh my God, that's such a nice thing to do. And we had a big chat, and it was all grand, and like I thought I was in. And then the next day she just emigrated.
So anyone listening, don't be writing songs for girls, lads. They'll leave the country.
She just emigrated, that was it.
Just emigrated.
That's so tragic.
Never saw her again.
Another one bites the dust.
Yeah. Sure, what was that like? That's years ago now. I was only by.
Good song though.
Good song.
Good song nonetheless.
We're considering putting it on the album.
Any other regrets? Social media wise, if anybody is actually friends with me on Facebook, and like I never do anything on my personal Facebook, it's just for my friends, but there's photos of me from college, and like I thought it was acceptable back then to wear sunglasses in a nightclub.
So you regret being a prick?
Yes. So like, I mean, oh my God. If
all the time? Inside
he was a prick all the time, yeah.
No, just like I was out one night and there was a few photos of me wearing sunglasses, like, and I mean,
was your eye infected at the time?
No, eye infection at the time, but like if I could have a chat with my older self then, I would have punched myself in the face and be like, do you know, like that was at a time there were lads that have sunglasses on in nightclubs and like lollipops in their mouth. If anybody does that now, just kill him, right?
Like Bruno Mars can get away with that.
Yeah, I know, but like not some fella living in Manor Village in Waterford in college, like, so that's definitely a regret of mine. Regrets in life then, you know, that's a whole different kettle of fish. I regret not learning guitar earlier. Trying to learn it now, I'm hopeless. Play like three chords, that's about as good as it gets, Christy Moore style. I definitely regret not learning that earlier.
We're learning one chord a year.
One chord, we're going well.
We're up to our third chord now.
And on the field, I regret actually, like I'd be fiery enough, and I've said some desperate things to people, none of which I would ever put on this podcast.
And if anyone says them, we will deny them.
I'm going to say they're not true, but I have, and I regret some of the things I've said. But I also regret that we played a hurling match against a team and a fella spat in my face.
Oh. Yeah,
we had helmets on, but like straight in through my face, onto my cheek. And for some reason, I didn't react. But I actually regret not blinding him. So that
no, you can't say you regret blinding him. You regret not retaliating in a similar fashion. But
I would never spit. I think that's the worst. Like,
oh, it's the worst.
Yeah,
it's
disgusting. Yeah.
So yeah, I regret not retaliating. would be how I've put it.
I probably regret looking like Robinson Crusoe for 10 years. So, well, it's only about a year and a half ago now. Not even.
The best day of my life, Maura.
When I cut my hair. So when I was in school, I'd say like early on doing my junior cert, I'd say I had my hair in a ponytail.
Yeah.
And then I had long hair. And then when I was able to grow a beard, I had a beard. And I was just flat out making hurleys. And I never trimmed a beard. Like, so I was going on like an absolute, like Wurzel Gummidge. It's like a scarecrow.
We could barely get into America, like.
Yeah,
they stopped him at customs from like, that's not you in the photo.
Thought I was one of Richie Kavanagh's men.
So that's one of your regrets.
Yeah, like when I look back now, I should have tidied myself up a bit.
Yeah, but sure, look, you're beautiful now.
Aw, thanks, hon.
All right, hunzo. But lastly, probably in life regrets, I regret doing honours biology for Leaving Cert.
Yeah,
because I failed it. And if I had passed honours biology and Leaving Cert, lads, I could have got the teaching course I wanted. But then again, everything happens for a reason. I mightn't be in the two Johnnies now.
Exactly. What's meant for you won't pass you.
That's it. I do believe in that. Like, I do genuinely believe in that. And another, but like, I think people in general should be very regretful of what they put on Facebook. Like, from where I'm from, like, you'll see some great things on Facebook. So you'll see, like,
we had a good look before the podcast.
Look, I said to him, like, I'll show you a few pages now, like, and I'll show you some funny shit that people put on Facebook. Like, so one of them's like, not only snakes around the town. Right,
and you're living in a town of like 3,000 or 4,000 people, town of,
like, you know. But like, people love airing their dirty washing on Facebook. Like. So you want to see some of the comments now? They're really not many snakes around the town. No, I'm not pregnant was another good one I liked. people say, you know, they think they're Kardashians that they have to comment on stuff about themselves. Like,
but my favorite was, no, I'm not seeing a married man. Read that one today.
Yeah, honestly, I just showed him that before before we come on.
And then all the comments. Then yeah, the best thing you can do, not caring, hon.
Don't mind the haters, hon. PM me.
Oh my god.
So don't air your dirty washing on Facebook and keep your family disputes. Like, you know, if your husband's after been caught in having a look at the neighbor's washing machine with his pants down around his ankles. There's no need to be putting that shit in Facebook. No one wants to see it, right? So that's our advice on social media.
Maura?
You know what I was thinking about when you said this topic? And I, like, the only two things that I could come up with was I regret doing accountancy for my leaving cert because that was the most boring, painful subject ever. And Christ, why did I do it? Because I just hated it. It was an easy A, but then I didn't like it enough to study it properly. So I didn't get it. Like, I like left out maybe 80, like I did about 60% of the coursework and then was like, oh, it'll be grand, you know, multiple choice. And then it came up there was two questions, an A or B choice, and I didn't know either of them. So there was 25% of the exam I couldn't answer.
Did you pass it? What'd you get in the exam?
I got a C1. I got like 69 out of a possible 75%. Because it's like, it's just memory retention. It's not, you don't have to be creative or artistic.
Oh, we'll
to
get on to the leaving cert another day.
We will. And then, like, because I said there, like, you know, what's meant for you won't pass you. So I don't really have any other regrets apart from that. But I just have like so many regrets of people have shifted. Like, you know, it's like, you know, when I think back, it's like, why did you shift him? And why did you shift the other man? And yeah, so I think if I was to go back and tell my some, you know, don't shift somebody because your friend is off shifting somebody and you're bored. And
that's easier said than done, Mara.
Yeah, and don't go, Devi, don't do the sympathy shift thing. And just because, you know, you meet somebody on Tinder and you're messaging over them, you know, and you think you have a lot in common, but you meet them and they're all right looking. And yeah, you do have stuff in common, but there's not really a spark and you still shift them anyway. They will get a strong notion of you and then it's going to be really hard to break up with them. And don't do that either. So,
Mara, we need to get you on first dates.
I can't do first dates for.
Ah, yes, you. Yes. You can.
Because, I'm employed by RT. So,
so you can't.
Yeah, so. I'd love to do first dates to see who they set me up with. Like, like, it'd be probably some like potato farmer from Offaly or something like that.
You don't want that, trust me.
Wetland, no good to me.
Dirt.
On shifting people, myself and Smacks have no comment on that.
We will make no comments. That's probably like regrets, Johnny, from the two of our point of view. Is there anything we've regretted to Johnny's voice? It's probably one post to be done.
Yeah. At the start, like, I mean, we still don't have a manager. Like, you know, Maura kind of mammies us, like, to the best of our ability. But, like,
we have an agent, yeah.
But, like, at the start, you're doing all kinds of scandalous gigs and you don't know what you're doing, like. So, yeah, you have regrets. I wish we had done things better, like, a bit more professional at the start. Like, now we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
You have to make mistakes to learn from them, though.
That's true.
No, you said it, lad. So what we want from the people listening to this podcast is we want to get your regrets. So get in touch, Snapchat, Instagram.
#2Johnny's Pod.
You'll get that on Instagram and Twitter. We are constantly checking that, lads. So keep your stuff coming into us. And that's 2Johnny's, as in the figure 2, JOHNNIESPOD. So get your regrets into us and suggest future topics, lads. It's that time of the week where myself and Johnny B give you our yurts and dirts of the week.
Yurt or dirt?
So, Johnny B, can we start with you? Give us your dirt first. We'll start with the negative, I suppose.
My van failed the DOE.
Oh, no.
Yeah, see, we still have the old van. We've sponsored Jeep, which is beautiful, Tiguan, but we have the old van for the speakers because we don't want to, you know, don't want to put the gear in the nice car. So we have the old banger of a van.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I had a debate with Johnny when he picked me up and he said, like, did it fail? He only then realised that I had all the gear in the back of the van. All the speakers and all. I left him in the back of the van.
Oh no.
So he had around 400 kgs worth of speakers in the back of the van. Like, it definitely didn't help the van anyway.
Doesn't matter.
Like,
some people polish the car. Doesn't matter.
Before we had the Tiguan, I used to have a little car, like, and I'd bring it in for the NCT, and I'd be up hoovering it and polishing it, and...
Doesn't matter.
And he horses in his yoke then with these monstrosity speakers inside the back.
There was a half cup of tea on the dash and all.
There you go. Bit of added character. So that's your dirt.
Well, yeah, he failed me as well on the hubcaps not being removed. But they're not hubcaps. They're just a little click on yoke. You just pop them off with your finger, like, and I was like... I know your man. I was like, yes, bud, would you not pull them off, like?
They are hubcaps, man.
Yeah, but they're only about the size of a saucer. They're not full hubcaps on the whole wheel.
They're right, still hubcaps.
He wouldn't take them off.
Whose side are you on, man?
Yeah. Do you know what, man? I'm on your man's side. No. Yeah, that man.
Okay, and just quickly, our other dirt. Last week, myself and Maura and our mate, Sticky, we went to the league final, typical Kenny. And it was dirt. We were late, so we got bad tickets. Nolan Park is the worst stadium in Ireland. Kilkenny are a shower of bastards. So, no, they're not. They're so good. It's just they were Kilkenny were good in the day, and they're like, of course, they're hurling fanatics. Like, you gotta love them. But so your first hurling match, Maura, it was a terrible one to take it to.
Do you know what? I enjoyed it though. It was like definitely because I only ever seen hurling on TV, and it was like actually when you see the skill in real life and see the distance that lads can drive puck balls, you know, or puck balls, I have much more respect. And I'm going to say it to the people of Meath, they're going to bring the good word back that hurling should be, well, like, we'll wait for me to get good at football again and then we'll big up the hurling.
You'll have to come and see me and Johnny playing a bit of Junior B more this year now. That'll be your
do
next
I have
challenge.
To
well oh yeah oh my
thanks
god
thanks for your support.
Okay, my dirt of the week. Strange one this week. You know, in like garages and certain places, they have the toilets and they have the toilet roll dispenser. Now this is getting, honest to God, as it gets on my tits.
You should have heard him going on last
night. I nearly lost the plot, right? So, in normal places, you have a roll of toilet roll and you can wipe your area with as much toilet roll as you like. You just pull out as much as you need, like, you know, yeah. There's a roll of it, so you just run it down like your bathroom at home. But no. Some
these
clever
are the ones that come out horizontally, like,
yeah. Yeah, it's so the little pick... tissues. Yeah,
no, you don't pull down.
No, straight out.
Okay.
I'm going to post a picture on my Snapchat and my Instagram story,
he
so you'll see.
He
what
took
I'm
a photo last
about.
Night.
I actually took a photo, lads. Tell you one thing, you wouldn't want to be after having a karma with this. Honest to God. It's dirt. So if any of them places have it, and we're coming, if we're doing a gig there, you better have proper toilet roll, or I'm going to wreck the gas.
To be fair, Smacks, I think those toilet roll dispensers are aimed at, you know, cutting down on using paper.
I couldn't give a shit about the environment. I'm all for wiping my arse. Right?
He'll burn down the Amazon.
I don't care. If I have to take down a branch of a tree to wipe my arse. But I'm telling you this now. Stop with them dispensers. Whoever you are, I'll find you. I want to fight you, right? No more of them toilet dispensers. That's my dirt of the week.
Okay, my other dirt of the week is I had to go into the Jacks after him last night.
Tell the truth. Tell him what you really done. I'd used the toilet before him, so we had toilets backstage. And there was a men's and a women, like. But obviously it was only me and him backstage, like. So I went in and used the men's, and he went in and said, "I'm not going in there after that. I'm going to use the ladies." You didn't use the ladies.
I didn't. I chickened out. I was in, and I inhaled your odor.
Odor the Smacks. Okay, give your yurt of the week, John.
I got a new speaker.
Oh yeah. Got
a Bluetooth speaker. We were up in Dublin and we were filming there on O'Connell Street. So on the way over, we walked past one of these tech shops and we went in. Sure, we were pricking around and I seen a little Bluetooth speaker. I was like, I could do one of them because I'm always playing stuff off my phone and it's real handy around the house. And I have it. I would listen to a load of Deftones during the week and podcasts and all, banging them out. But it would be great fun trying it out in the shop because I was like, your man, can I try out the speaker? Had 9-inch nails up to the last.
So
and
the shop was really busy and he had it up to the last and he just kept nodding at your man just going, good old sound off it, lad. Good old sound. And the whole shop was just looking at him as if to say, my God, what is that lad at?
Yes,
and I was videoing him then.
Yeah.
But your man in the shop, Johnny.
Oh, Jesus.
I never seen a man more laid back. He'd any more laid back now, he'd have been lying on the ground. It took him 20 minutes to get the speaker out from underneath it. He opened the door real gently. And he's moving the stuff around. It was like it was slow motion. Yeah. God forbid we'd be in a rush.
You can sign up to this. You get you 20 euro and you can protect your speaker if you drop it.
Yeah.
I need some car dollars.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice fella though. So that's your
yeah. Oh, and also a quick shout out to, this was Cystic Fibrosis Week. So young Irish lady by the name of Orla Tinsley got a double lung transplant abroad in New York.
Wow.
She's back on the mend. So
good stuff. Shout out to her. That's your yurt.
Yeah. Or the, as they asked the child during the week, she said it's 65 roses week.
65 roses.
But that's it. Do you know, they call it 65 roses because that's how they teach children to say cystic fibrosis. So.
Oh, I never knew that.
65, yeah. Teach how to say 65 roses, yeah.
There you go. My Yurt of the Week is actually a song, lads, this week. I'm going to recommend this song, right? It's by Little Dicky and Chris Brown, and it's called Freaky Friday. But, right, don't listen to it now on Spotify. Go on, first of all, and watch the music video so you get the gist of it. It's a hilarious piss-take rap song, and trust me, you love it. That's my Yurt of the Week.
On YouTube?
On the YouTube, yeah. I think it's gone to like number one the UK or something like that. So
yeah, so just more on the typical Kenny thing. You said you found it a little strange to have lots of teenagers whispering around us.
It was a little bit unsettling because I was like, well, like I didn't realise what was happening in the start because I was enthralled in the game, and then it's like, then this tall, really tall lad stood in front of me, blocking my view. And I was like, because he wanted to obviously talk to you. And I was like,
Mara nearly poked the head off the young person.
I was like, get out of the way. And then like his friends ended up telling him to move, to stand off to the side. And I was grand, I was happy. But they were having all these little chats. And it was just like, and then even, it was so funny. Like there's, we were going through the in the car on the way down to back through Kilkenny. Like there was people beeping at the car, and I was like, Jesus, like, I'll be recognising how people come over to chat to Johnny. And then a friend of mine who I hadn't seen years was walking up the street, and I was like, ah, oh, see, I know people in Kilkenny too.
News talk man.
Kieran Cuddihy, yeah.
So you enjoyed it, lad. Sorry I couldn't make it. I went to town a bit on the cocktails the night before.
Well, just tomorrow, are you still working on your bucket list?
Yeah, my sister keeps messaging me about things to do. She actually tagged me in something today.
So what have you confirmed so far on your bucket
list? Well, I'll definitely do the stand-up comedy thing, and I will do that sometime middle to late June before.
Okay.
And then doing the Wicklow Way. So my sister's going to do that with me as well. And then I've two other things, but I haven't tied down them yet. I off the top of my head, I can't remember what I haven't planned them in yet. So we did do the hurling, so that's,
well, at least that's one off the bucket list.
Yeah. We've got one great suggestion in from a Snapchatter during the week. Snap at Johnny B Titman and Johnny Smacks.
Okay.
And she said, wouldn't it be great if Maura actually togged out and played a game?
Okay.
Of hurling.
Well, it'd be camogie, would it not?
Camogie, yeah.
We'll play a junior B game there, Tim.
But see, like, I was supposed to go back playing Gaelic football this year, and I just couldn't be bothered because you're not allowed shoulder in the ladies' game, like, so. Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Yeah, so I'd be. Oh, yeah, well, I can kind of. Well, I used to be able to hit a ball because it hit the ball for the dog. our dog Buck, but he died 2 years ago. He was a Springer Spaniel and just mad for it. Your arm got we got tired of throwing the ball from, so we decided it'd be less hard work if we got a hurley, yeah.
So, are you going to talk out someone play again?
Well, if there's a team who want a very aggressive, you know, fullback.
Grand, type. I tell you, we find it.
Yeah, for one game.
For one game only.
Yeah, I can't really, like, I wouldn't say I could hit the ball that far. I might get it up to, like, the halfback line, but, you know.
You'd stop a good player.
Get it out of the square. That's
the job. I'd be more effective at stopping rather than, you know, helping play.
Okay. Like myself. So if you'd like Mara to come and play one game with your camogie team, send us an email.
Yeah, get in touch with us.
But you have to come and support me on the sideline.
Of course, we'll go and video it.
And you're not going to like abuse me like your mom does to you.
Yeah, no, we'll try not to.
You'll abuse the life out of you.
We'll try not to.
If you're fullback, I'm going to stand behind the goal. Mara.
We'll do umpire. Brilliant, lads. That's it for this week. Thanks very much for listening. Again, don't forget to rate, review and subscribe to the podcast and give us your feedback. Get in touch using the hashtag #2johnnyspod. From me, Johnny Smacks.
From Johnny B.
Producer Maura.
We'll be back next week.
Maura, how do we do?
Really good. Yay. I have treats for you.
Yes.
Oh, what have you got for us?
There's some gluten-free bakes or something.
Shite.
Hold on to them. We'll be back next We'll be back next week. Same time, same channel. We'll see you then. Good luck.
Good luck.
It's the Two Johnnies Podcast, the Two Johnnies Podcast,
Two Johnnies recording a podcast.
podcast is a Big Ball, Small Ball production.